Well, that's when you use a buggy whip.
Buggy whip. If you wanted him to stop.
Whoa.
Whoa. Okay. What would you call the pigs when you're feeding them?
Pig? Feeders.
Well, when you're, you know, when you're feeding them, okay. How would you call to them?
Oh, piggy, piggy, piggy.
And what about chickens?
Chick, chick, chick.
I don't guess you know any call to sheep, do you?
Never had no sheep right here for one.
Yeah, you told me about that. It didn't stay too long, did it?
No.
If you want to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you say that you need to do what to them?
A curb, brush them.
And that thing that you put on them, you have to?
That's a collar.
So you say you harness your horse?
I harness your horse.
Okay. When you're plowing in the field, what are those things that you use to guide the mules?
That's your plow line.
And if you're just riding one horse, what are the things that you hold?
That's a horn and the saddle.
And it's something like lines on just a single horse?
No. In other words, you got lines on. A bridle rein is what you use there.
Okay. And the things that you put your feet in when you're riding the horse?
Stirrups.
Stirrups, okay. Do you have any, if you have two horses hitched to a wagon, is there anything in particular that you call a horse on the left?
You generally call by his name.
Just his name?
Yeah.
Okay. What about if something's not right close by, you say it's just a little
further out.
Or if you've been traveling for a long time and you hadn't finished yet, you might say that you still had a
smart piece to go.
Okay. And if something is real common, you don't have to look for it anywhere special. You say you can find that just
anywhere.
Okay. What do you call those things that are cut out by a plow?
When you're furs.
Okay. And if you have a real good yield, you say you raised a big...
I had a good yield, had a big crop.
Big crop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you got rid of all the bushes and trees on a piece of land, you say you...
Well, you cleared it.
Mm-hmm. What do you call land that's just been...
That's taken off all everything on it. Mm-hmm. It's cleared, piece of land.
Okay. Now, what do you call, say, if you've got some grass or clover that you've just cut, what do you call it when it comes up again? That's the
boy. Oh, you clip it the first time, and of course you don't call it new grass. If it comes up new.
Have you ever heard of that called second cutting?
Yep. Yeah, when we cut hay.
Is there anything in particular that you call a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it?
Wild crop.
And what do you call that grain that you use to feed horses?
Oats.
Those are oats. And do you know what you call it when you have to beat them or something to separate the grain from the rest of it? When you do that to the oats?
Yeah, the husk.
You say you thrash the oats?
The oats, yeah.
Okay. What about... You know, some people say there are two kinds of bread, the homemade bread and then the kind that you buy at the store that's called?
Plain self-rising bread. Is that what you're talking about?
Or do you ever say something like store-bought bread?
Store-bought bread.
Okay. Do you know what you call this thing that you make out of dough and you fry it in deep fat and it's got a hole right in the middle of it?
What, donuts?
Donuts. And a lot of people eat these for breakfast. You make up the batter and then you pour them out on a hot griddle.
That's hot donuts, I guess. Pancakes.
Pancakes. Okay. What if your wife was making some bread, do you know what she put in it to make it rise?
Yeah, baking soda.
Is there anything else?
Baking powder.
Is there anything else you could use?
No, nothing but... You always put buttermilk in there to it makes it rise. Okay, it's sour, yeah.
Would yeast make it rise?
Yeah, but you don't put that in your everyday cooking.
I see. Well,
if you're gonna make yeast breads, and when the only time you use yeast or something like that.
What do you call the two parts of an egg? You got the
white and the yellow.
White and yellow.
I hear some people call it the white and the yolk.
Yeah. What about if you take some eggs, you want to cook them, you just crack them and let them drop in the boiling water? So you're doing what to the eggs?
Oh.
Would that be a poached egg?
Poached.